Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
my time. Why you wanna hurt me, Jay? Thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. And the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic, or I don't mind if you just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind that at all. Actually, I'd appreciate that if you would just call into the show and just say, hello, Frank, this is so-and-so. Goodbye, Frank. I don't mind that. Our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. It's the office number. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, those guys over at the professional accounting firm, CPA On Duty, can help you through anything that you have related to taxes or accounting. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you're on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box, type 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, that number is, you type in the number 1982 and then Astros Alumni Radio. Some people have been getting that mixed up. I wanted to make that perfectly clear. That way, you'll get the show page to pop up there. Send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend of the show. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, follow the show, please. I appreciate that. I appreciate those guys that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening via my show page online on the internet. And if you are up on my show page, there's an icon on my show page that says follow the show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show. And you can set it up where you can follow the show on email, or we can send you a text message. About a half hour to 45 minutes before the show starts. And that way you'll have time to get to your spot. Or if you don't have time, you can just go ahead and pull it up on your cell phone and listen to the show or call into the show. So go ahead and click on follow the show. That way you can send me messages or whatever. Tell me how you like the show, how you don't like the show, something you might want to hear on the show, someone you may want to hear on the show. And I will try to grant your wishes, because guess what? This is your show. Okay? So, again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Now, you guys know that I have been following the Dunwoody daycare murders here in Atlanta. I know you guys have heard about that, or if you listen to my show, I'm sure you've heard about it. And here's the deal. Now the guy that actually did the killing, Hemi Newman, he's in jail right now, and he's in jail for life without possibility of parole. So he'll never get out. He's going to die in jail. Now, his wife, who worked with Hemi Newman, now they went and picked her up. They got her in jail. They got her in custody. And they got her indicted on 8 counts. And she's going to have a bond hearing on the 21st to see if they're going to let her out on bond. But we found out today that the district attorney of DeKalb County has frozen all her assets, which is about $2.3 million in assets. They're also looking at not giving her a bond. And they also said that they were going to ask for life in prison without the chance of parole as well for her. Now, we also found out from the other guy, Hemi Newman's attorney, that they are going to let him come on the witness stand if the prosecution wants his testimony. Now, supposedly he's got evidence that she coerced him into killing her husband, which I don't disagree with that. I said from the beginning when they first started that trial that she had something to do with that murder. She had a lot to do with it, actually. And we're going to find out. It's just a matter of time. All right, guys. Now call into the show, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Today's episode is people that care more about their pets than humans, or care more about their pets than they do their own kids, even. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show was because, I've been off work for a while on short-term disability, getting ready to go back to work next week. But when I get up in the morning and do my exercises and stuff like that, the next thing I'm at is I'm at the idiot tube. I call the TV the idiot tube. And I sit in front of the idiot tube for maybe an hour, hour and a half in the morning and watch a couple of judge shows. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the judge shows. Well, one of the judge shows, they had a lady on there. She was suing a guy on the show because the guy's business, he's got a dog grooming business where you can take your dog in, get him a bath and all this stuff. He come out smelling good, get his nails clipped and all that kind of stuff, or her nails clipped or whatever. And he does haircuts and stuff like that for dogs and for show dogs and things like that. And she sued him. She was trying to sue him because she took her dog to him. This was her first time taking her dog to him. She took her dog in and to get him groomed, and he was gone for 5 hours, I believe it was. Now when she went to pick the dog back up, she said the dog was all erratic. Usually the dog jumps in the car when she opens the door, no problem, but the dog didn't want to get in the car. She had to pick him up, put him in the car, yada, yada. Okay? They get home, the dog run under the bed and wouldn't come out. And she believed that someone at the dog grooming place did something to the dog, And so... what happened was the judge ruled against her, and she was suing for $1,500 or something like that. And he was like, how are you going? What are you suing $1,500? What's that for? She said, well, it cost me $1,000 to take the dog to the dog psychologist or dog therapy because the dog was suffering from depression. And she says that he wasn't suffering from depression before he went there. But now that she got him back, he's all erratic and acting crazy. So he's suffering from depression, and she took him to the dog therapist. The dog therapist charged her $100 an hour, and he had about 10 sessions. So she was suing him for the $1,000 and something for the dog sessions, as well as she wanted her money back for the grooming. Well, the judge ruled against her, of course, because he was like, ma'am, we're talking about a dog. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I love dogs and all. I'm not too crazy about cats. But I like dogs. But I don't think I'd go as far. I don't care if I've got a lot of money. I don't know if I'd go as far as taking my dog to dog therapy. If you want to weigh in on the topic, guys, call into the show, 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. Even if you have taken your dog to the, even if you have taken your dog to a therapist or something similar to that, call into the show. Tell us what it was like to take your dog into the dog therapist, so to speak, or dog psychiatrist, or whatever, or, you know, I call it the dog whisperer. I don't know how a dog can totally change, totally turn around in 5 hours. I just don't see it. Maybe if the guy was beating him over the head or something. And that, you know, that may be something, but I just don't think dogs really remember that in that little time. It have to be over a period of time. Now, I could see if maybe she had left him for a week while she was on vacation or something. And she came back and he was all crazy, but 5 hours? I don't think so. So the judge ruled in the dog groomer's favor. Now, something else is the reason I wanted to do this show, too, is because, you know, recently there was a billionaire that died and left his wealth to his dog. Now, like we were saying, how is the dog, you know, I guess it's to take care of the dog or whatever, but if you see a picture of the dog, it looked like a mutt. Not really some kind of, you know, special breed dog or anything like that or nothing. I mean, the dog looks like a mutt. And he looks old. He has all these gray whiskers. But, you know, some people get into dogs like that. But I just don't know if I would. Now, Leona Helmsley, which, you know, you guys may know, Leona Helmsley, she left her millions to her dog. Okay? Her dog got $12 million when she died. And although, you know, I read that the judge slashed the amount to $2 million, you know, which was put in a trust that was enough to provide the dog with $8,000 a year for grooming, $1,200 for food, and a full-time security guard, something that became necessary after trouble, that's the dog's name, received dozens of death threats. See, according to the New York Daily News, what remains in the trust will now go to the charitable trust Leona and her hubby left behind. Turns out that the dog died recently, and was a secret for months. After the dog died, it was a secret for months. Then the dog actually died in December of 2010. It says Leona loved the dog more than many of her own flesh and blood. She cut several grandchildren out of her will entirely. And then, by the way, the dog was cremated. So I tell you, it's something else that speaks to the way that people care more about their dogs than they do their own kids. She cut her grandkids out of her will, but she gave the dog $12 million. Now, the judge slashes it too, so I don't know where the other $10 million went, but wow. It's just amazing to me that someone, with money like that would give it to a dog. I mean, I guess you could, I could see if she had set aside some money to take care of the dog, yeah, like they did. But to leave all that money to the dog is just weird. And like I say, I don't know what happened to the rest of the money, but something happened to it. It hasn't just disappeared in the thin air. And usually when people have a lot of money like that, the vultures come out and they rape and pillage the accounts. Rape and pillage them. Because I guarantee you, now don't get me wrong. I have a lot of people that listen to my show, and of different races and everything. And what I want to say is that when things like this happen, lawyers will come out of the woodwork looking for money, and these guys are. Whoever administered the estate, they got friends who they talk to, and they figure out how to get this money. They do. I guarantee you they do. I guarantee you that money is just not sitting somewhere collecting interest. I guarantee you that money is just not sitting somewhere collecting interest. I guarantee you that money is in somebody's bank account, and somebody's got a hold of that money. Some lawyer that was working with her got a hold of that money. I did a show a while back that was called How America Has Been Raped Over the Last Few Years Since Early Settlers Came to This Country, Took Over, Raped and Killed the Indians, Took Over the Country, and has since then raped, R-A-P-E-D, they have raped this country for years of land and money. Have raped the country. I don't know how I got off into this, guys, but I am. When the actor John Wayne died, I understand that John Wayne had 250,000 acres out in the Midwest. 250,000 acres. That's more land than some of the national parks in America. You know, how do you acquire 250,000 acres as an actor in Hollywood? And I'm sure that wasn't all his, that wasn't his only asset. But how do you acquire 250,000 acres as an actor in Hollywood? I mean, even today, I don't know what 250,000 acres would go for, but it's no small amount of change. But I don't think that at a time when John Wayne was making movies, I know the money in the way it is now, as far as the cost, what money means today and what money meant back in the day. But he wasn't making that kind of money. I don't care what anybody says. How did he acquire 250,000 acres of land as an actor? Who knows? But it was some wheeling and dealing in there, I guarantee you, that brought him 250,000 acres. And then you know what happened to those 250,000 acres? They were passed down to his kids and his grandkids, I'm sure. And then in turn, you can turn that around and turn that into millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Anyway, guys, I don't know how I got off into that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. People that care more about their pets than human beings. What's the title of the show today? And, guys, I got about 2.5 minutes left in the show. I really do appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Before I go off the air, I wanted to let you guys know that, and wish me luck. Tomorrow I'm going in for a physical, and then on Monday, if everything goes well tomorrow, on Monday I'll be going back to work. The doctor has released me. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm going to go in here tomorrow and do everything as best as I can, so that I can get back in the work on Monday. And I have a week next week that I'm going to be with you guys. And actually, I'll be with you for the next 5 weeks, because I'll be on night shift after my day shift next week, and then I'll go to night shift. So I'll still be able to do the show. I'll still be able to be with you every day. Over the next 5 weeks, okay? Just my quote before I go. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Love you guys. Hope you had a great day at work today.
Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me.
Take care of your family.
So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done.
I'll be back to you again in about 23.
And things that they don't want to take responsibility.
In half hours. And until then, take care of yourself, guys. Happy Friday.
Not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times I disrespect. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. I'm sorry I'm not always there for my son. I'm sorry for the fact that I'm not awake.
I have a call up on the show.
Tonight, well, when
here
I am
you
not
go.
Dead.
Call, are you there?
Yeah. love, and then she lost her.